NYU Opera Theater's production of Puccini's La Bohème, the story of the ups and downs of life and loves of the Parisian Bohemians, is lively fun. It's lovely to listen to. There's a strong cast of singers and players, and it's beautiful to watch. Once again, see David Higgins' wonderful pop-up sets and colorful costumes are a dominant feature, drawing applause all by themselves, and stage director Jeffrey Buckman has made even more creative use of them. Buckman's done a lovely job of staging with his four Bohemians. Tenor Derek Stark was definitely the showstopper in his performance as the poet Rodolfo, but Ross Coffiner was masterful in his singing and acting as the sympathetic friend and painter Marcello. Keith Schwartz ably partnered the others and did a very funny job with a hand puppet as he recounted his musical adventures with a parrot. The bass, Stephen Berlanga, was lovely in his mournful aria as he prepared to sacrifice his treasured old overcoat. Of the ladies, both singing better than very well, Lisi Sauter was a bit more womanly than girlish as the sickly heroine Mimi. In the opening scene, as she meets Rodolfo, director Buckman has her being a little more assertive than Mimi's that I've seen in the past. This didn't detract at all from her later very moving moments of pathos. Chelsea Hart was more girlish than womanly as the wonderful firebrand Musetta, Marcello's off-again, on-again girlfriend. Again, in the final scene, she moved to sympathetic support and sacrifice and handled it with grace. Christopher Seafelt had a nice job as the Bohemian's tipsy landlord and later as Musetta's temporary benefactor. Conductor Paul Nadler led a spirited production that moved smoothly through the action with orchestra, chorus, soloists, and the set, all in very satisfying synchrony. IU Opera Theater has two final performances of Puccini's La Bohème, Friday and Saturday, October 24th and 25th at 8 in the Musical Arts Center. And at the theater for you, I'm George Walker.